The Calderon family is a powerful political clan in southeast Los Angeles County. But the local part of that dynasty is now under scrutiny after FBI raids on the Sacramento office of Democratic State Senator Ron Calderon of Montebello. Here's what he had to say about that last week to reporters.
My intention at this point is to do my job that I was elected to do, attend my hearings, get my bills passed out of committee and to the floor, and do the work of the state.
Ron Calderon last week. Now, investigators are also looking at Southern California businesses with ties to his brother, former Assemblyman Tom Calderon. Yet that hasn't stopped the two brothers, as well as a third, Charles, from raising a bunch of money for campaigns that are coming up. Joining us to talk about the Calderons, this political family in Southeast LA County, Kevin Roderick, editor of LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
So let's talk about this FBI investigation. Where does it start and what does it center on?
Well, we don't know exactly the details of what's being investigated, except it does seem to revolve around Senator Ron Calderon's activities in Sacramento and his ties to some businesses and operations in the district. The Calderons, their base was originally in Montebello, and about 30 years ago, one of the brothers, the oldest brother, Charles, was elected to the state assembly, and there's been a Calderon in office from the southeast part of the county ever since. So they have their hands in lots of things. And one of the entities that they work with intensely is an organization called the Central Basin Municipal Water District.
Yeah.
This is an agency that was formed in the 1950s to distribute water to these cities in that part of the county. And it has become embroiled in a number of political controversies surrounding the Calderons for the last few years.
Now, Ron Calderon has a long political history, not only just the family, but this guy himself.
Oh, they both do. I mean, they all do. They've all been involved in things. Ron Calderon had served in the assembly and moved up to the state senate. In fact, he's terming out of the state senate soon and is looking to move back to the assembly. The FBI came in with a very specific subpoena looking for records involving the Central Basin Water District and other entities in the district.
Where do they come from, the Calderons? I mean, you know, how did this family establish such a territory?
Well, they started actually on the Montebello School Board, and it kind of grew out of there. But, you know, these cities in southeast Los Angeles County, a lot of people don't know that they think of Los Angeles as the big megalopolis and the county as another entity. Well, you know, there are 80-something cities in Los Angeles County, and each one has an elected city council. And that city council usually elects a mayor, and they have control of millions of dollars of contracts that they can move around and build influence with in their city. And we all know about the city of Bell.
Yes, we do.
That ended up being, unraveling under the weight of corruption for generations. And the Calderons have grown up in that milieu of the southeast cities. And they've just been, you know, they've been a clan that's worked together for a while, and so they have a lot of influence. They have a lot of fans. There are people who have been interviewed in the district that they represent, which is kind of now around the 30th state senate district, asking them about this investigation. And there's plenty of support for the Calderons. It's not like people have been looking to get rid of them, but there are some people who have been.
Yeah, and this family goes on, whether there's an investigation or not, right? They're raising lots of money for next year's campaign.
Well, they certainly hope to go on. They are raising money for a number of campaigns. Ron Calderon, whose offices were searched by the FBI last week, is terming out of the state senate, and he's supposedly going to run for the state assembly again. Tom Calderon has a campaign committee to raise money to run for the state senate. And Charles Calderon now has raising money to run for Secretary of State. So I think there'll be some Calderons around in some form for a while yet.
Is this the kind of family where if you want to do business in Montebello or in other parts of southeast LA County, you got to know these people?
Well, I don't know if it's that universal, if it's that black and white, but certainly being friends with the Calderons helps in Montebello, in Commerce, and some of these other cities where they've just been involved in things for a long time. You know, the Central Basin Water District spends millions of dollars on contracts in that area. And it's the kind of place where, you know, if you could play ball with that water district and with the Calderons, you're sitting pretty good. And if you anger them, you could end up on the outside and have a lot of political, you know, obstacle thrown in your path.
And conversely, if the family angers you, or there is somebody out there who perhaps felt like he or she was not treated well, then maybe something like this could happen as well if you acquire enough enemies.
Well, there certainly have been people who have gone to the federal authorities and said, hey, I think this is a group whose operations you should look at. And it has now flourished into a full-fledged FBI investigation. We should point out, you know, no one's been charged.
That's right.
And the Calderones all have lawyers who have said, well, you know, they've done nothing wrong, and we expect them to be completely cleared of anything here. But it bears watching.
It does, and we indeed will watch it. Kevin Roderick from LA Observe. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.